Alaska's congressional delegation are saying they hope to introduce subsistence whaling legislation in the coming weeks. The move comes in response to a resolution passed by the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission last month calling for domestic policy. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
Subsistence whalers in northern Alaska are beginning the hard work of getting ready for the spring whaling season, but on top of all the traditional preparations needed for a successful year of hunting, whalers this year also have to worry about politics. Specifically, officials with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, or AEWC, say they're concerned their harvest quotas won't be renewed when they expire in 2012. They say the body that assigns those quotas, the International Whaling Commission, or IWC, is dysfunctional and uses decisions over their quotas for political positioning in unrelated matters. Eugene Brower is the president of the Barrow Whaling Captains Association.
But currently, we're under the International Whaling Agreement, where IWC has been giving the Alaskan whaling communities a quota on a five-year annual basis. And every time we try to go for our quota allocation, we have met a lot of opposition, and we're the pawn on the international arena for different countries to get what they want.
The AEWC recently passed a resolution during their annual mini-convention in Barrow, urging Alaska's U.S. senators and representative to introduce a bill that would allow them to hunt under domestic legislation. Senator Mark Begich says they're on it.
I have no problem to have the U.S. set up its own quota, truly based on science and sustainability and the cultural traditions of subsistence. But I think it's very important that, if IWC can't get its act together, then we have to do what's necessary to ensure the critical lifestyle of Alaskans is protected here through legislation.
But with the new look of this legislature, Begich says the delegation will have some work to do to get their colleagues on board.
So we have a task first to explain to them why whaling is important in Alaska and its subsistence lifestyle that it's part of. It's a process of education. It's something that you just can't do overnight.
The AEWC resolution states legislation needs to be passed before the 2012 meeting of the IWC. Begich says that's a good target.
It doesn't always move very fast around this place, so we have to find our moments of opportunity and then strike as quickly as possible. So hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks we'll have legislation ready to go. We can introduce it. Then it basically we have it in the mail, you might say, and then we wait for the moment to attach it to a bill or see if it can stand on its own through another means.
He says he hopes to work with AEWC officials in the process of drafting the bill and will make sure they're able to review the language of the legislation before it's introduced. Barrow Whaling Captains Association President Eugene Brower says that kind of local involvement is essential.
Well, under the domestic whaling legislation, you'd have to be looking at, are we going to be using the domestic and the federal code requirements? If that does happen, and also the agreement that's between the NOAA and the AWC, how's that going to be impacted to manage the whale hunt? So I've got some questions when they start drafting that legislation for domestic management. It's not a simple thing. There's a lot of things that have to be covered.
Senator Begich says he's parceling out the workload of drafting the bill with the staffs of Senator Murkowski and Congressman Young. He says they hope to introduce the bill in the coming weeks. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.